I think that I have a very well-rounded view, and just in terms of historically of what it means to be Black in America. And I think it kind of goes back to my family background. I think about my grandpa, who would have been the first and part of the first Black troops to be able to enlist in the Marines, versus myself. If I wanted to join, I could easily go do that. And so kind of having him as someone who raised me and having my mother, I think that their views kind of, I wouldn't say they influenced me. And they more or less told me, you know, you're not going to be at the upper hand because you aren't the majority in this country. And I'm almost a double minority because I am Black and I am a female. So I try not to think of myself as Black in America, because I think that it's something that almost is telling me that I'm lower than other people, and I don't like to have that mindset. So for me, I'm trying to more so think of myself as just an American in America, not just a Black person in America. So I have my feelings about Black History Month, and it's probably not so politically correct to say, but I kind of don't like the idea of one month being dedicated to African Americans. I don't understand why in history books and classrooms that I've been in, why this just can't be more put into overall curriculum. I respect that they are taking the time out to honor Black History Month. I mean, we have Latino History Month, we have Women's History Month, and it is necessary, but I don't think that it should just stop at this one month that we're going to highlight one culture in America when we're highlighting other cultures in America. So I have mixed reviews about Black History Month.